Simon & Schuster Audio presents First Man, The Life of Neil A. Armstrong by James R. Hansen. Read by Jeremy Bob.
Preface. If Neil Armstrong were still alive today, how would he want me to preface this new edition of his biography, coming out as it is on the eve of Apollo 11's 50th anniversary? I know exactly what he would say to me if I asked him that question. Jim, it is your book. You are the author, not me. You should open the book in the way you find most appropriate. That was pure Neil Armstrong. Once he had finally agreed to cooperate in my writing of his life story, and it took nearly 3 years from 1999 into 2002 for me to secure that agreement, Neil wanted the book to be an independent, serious biography. He sat with me for 55 hours of interviews and agreed to read and comment on every draft chapter. But not once did he try to change or even influence my analysis or interpretation. Accordingly, he never autographed the published book, not for anyone. It was not his book, he told people, it was Jim's. I once asked him if he would sign a copy for each of my two children. He said he would think about it. I didn't ask him twice, and he never brought up the subject again. It was just not his book to sign. That, too, was pure Neil. So, how do I preface this 50th anniversary edition? My ambition is to open the book with something that is consistent with what Neil would consider significant to say at this milestone moment in the history of space exploration. Between 2018 and 2022, the world commemorates not just the first moon landing, but 10 amazing NASA missions bred from a youthful and pioneering national space program, one carried out with remarkable speed and success as part of an epic endeavor whose name itself has become legendary. Apollo. From Apollo 8's audacious circumlunar flight in December 1968 to the final mission onto the lunar surface by intrepid astronauts on Apollo 17 in December 1972, the world watched as American astronauts ventured out from the home planet to walk on another heavenly body some quarter of a million miles away. The most notable, July 20, 1969, the day when Apollo 11, with Command Module pilot Mike Collins, Lunar Module pilot Buzz Aldrin, and Commander Neil Armstrong, accomplished the historic first manned landing on the moon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?